Good morning, friends. My name is Sairam, Olilingam Sivakumar Sairam. Have you ever heard about rotablas? If not, don't worry at all. Today, I will be explaining all about it. A rotablas is a frame or a shelf enclosing decorated panels or revealed objects above or behind an altar. The rotablas that I chose is The Last Judgment, Trippinch. This artwork is located at the Museum of Academic of Fine Arts, Vienna. The artist that created this artwork, The Last Judgment Trippinch, was the Hieronymus Bosch. He created at the year 1482. It was a long time ago. The materials that was used to create this artwork was oil on oak panel colors used as chalk in ground layers and traditional pigments such as lead white, carbon black, azurite for the blues, copper resonate for the greens, and vermilion iron oxide and red lakes for the reds, lead tin yellow and ochre for the yellow. My first impression to this artwork was much scarier to see the hell and its punishments. The details are more gruesome. It shows the suffering of people who did wrong and how they are punished. It is full of warnings of the suffering in the store for sinners. The red color in the painting that symbolizes blood is the first thing that I see, and it makes me feel terrified. The rotablas has three frames, right, left, and center. In the exterior, we have Saint James and Saint Bravo. Exterior Saint James portrayed as bowing as result of strain of his long journey. On his shoulder lay his pilgrim hat with a scallop shell. Saint Hippolymus dressed in clothes of a noble wearing gold. A falcon is seen sitting on his head, surrounded by poor people with babies. Saint James, son of Zebedee, of the 12 apostles known as the James the Great. The center panel describes the torture of sinners by demon on naked man and woman. Sinners are thrown into deadly fire. Thus, left panel depicts a scene where sinners are tortured by demons on naked men and women. Left panel depicts a scene from heaven and its sequence of events. Right panel depicts torture and suffering of sinners. Painting helps people to reconfirm and grow the opinion that the Last Judgment is close. And moreover, the left panel, it records the story of Adam and Eve, how they were created by God, tempted by serpent, and thrown away from the Garden of Eden. It is also shown in sensual atmosphere, overlooking the events and angels, some white and some black, falling from heaven. Central panel. The center panel, it shows full of suffering and persecution. Sinners are tortured and punished according to their sins and thrown to fire. Color used widely are brown and red, foreground darkening to black and the flame in the background. Above this, a bubble of blue sky. Jesus Christ overlooked. The proceedings witnessed by angels, Virgin Mary, Saint John Baptist, and apostles. Foreground black shown being tortured of physical suffering. Scary demons attacked on naked men and women. Middle distance. Armies move to the scene. Black river with burning vessels. Sky is blue at left and inky black on right. Ruined buildings can be seen too. In the most top part, Jesus Christ is seen seated on an ark of light and his foot on another ark wearing red robes. Two small groups of six or seven apostles and saints at each end of the arcs. Above them, Virgin Mary on the left, Saint and Saint John the Baptist on the right. In the outside, we can see two angels with straight trumpets on each side. Right panel, similar to center panel, showing naked figures being tormented or tortured in foreground, complete destruction in background at night. Demons are more gaudy in color. Demon shoots around the naked body. We can see flesh dying people scattered in piles, stacked in piles. At the right end of the large green statue with flames from its mouth, at the top of these buildings, destructed and burning into flames, sky is full of flames, smokes, and ashes. It clearly shows that there is no redemption or escape. Total number of panels is 3. Retablos shown interior painting of St. James and St. Hippolytus. A door when retablos is closed. Left panel of the Last Judgment trench. I was interested in Adam and Eve's story as the other two were gruesome. I was surprised to see 3 scenes in one panel. Garden of Eden was shown in lush green countryside and lakes. At the top, God the Father in the celestial or bright atmosphere wearing red robes and angels falling from heaven fighting with each other, say, some black and some white. In front of the 3 multiplexed scenes, God, our Heavenly Father, created Eve while Adam rests on the grass. Behind it, Adam and Eve at the foot of apple tree, a naked figure like human with a long legs resembled serpent handing them apple. In the middle distance, red-robed angel whips Adam and Eve and chases them from the Garden of Eden. Next to apple tree, in the right side, there is a dark owl. So few wild creatures may have been in the countryside. Panel which I like located on the left of retablos. Artist tells the story in the 3 multiplexed scenes. Read from the front to back. Multiplex scenes are separated carefully in the space at time. Serpent is represented as a human figure. Artists use blue celestial appearance to God, green color to the Eden garden, and they can be seen being chased by the angels. They are covering up themselves with hands. God seen seated peaceful. Eve forcing Adam to have apple. The tone of the artwork was monochromatic. Moreover, the composition is a landscape format and spacious attracts the audience to the painting. The texture of the painting is flat, polished, and smooth. This makes it clear while looking at it from a far distance. For this painting, the mark making is heavy and thin, which means there are some areas of darkness and some not. The mood and the atmosphere of the painting can be interpreted as aggressive, angry, chilling, dark, distressed, frightened, and violent. Last but not the least, the lighting of the painting is dim, faint, gentle, gloomy, low, minimal, muted, and soft. This can be stated due to the sky, which is painted blurry, and other parts of the painting that's painted accurately. I feel this work inspires me to lead a good, sinless life. It clearly shows you picture of the hell and suffering, physical and tribulation of sinners. People are judged by good and bad deeds, so it is very important to understand the commandments of God and abide by it. People who have strong faith, who endure commandments of God and be consistent, will be rewarded by God with a crown of life. So you have to take some time to look at the artwork to interpret it at right sense. Have to reflect in it our lives, check and correct it to lead a rightful lives in eyes of God. My thought is at times we need to see or visualize the consequences of our processes. Then we will be able to judge our life according to it. Looking at the retablos, it is clearly shown that the way sinners will be tortured, punished, and persecuted. For an example, a person standing with an arrow piercing through his body. At the right side, we can see the angels falling from the God. So it is understood that God will not tolerate sinful attitude of his people. He loves his people and wants them to be righteous. Everyone should see the retablos and the hidden message inside and what message Jesus talked to us through it. As long as you obey God, you abide by His commandments, God shields you and protects you. So avoid sinful behavior and repent before the judgment day. This podcast inspires, enlightens, and teaches us to lead a grateful life in the eyes of God. You may look at my citations at my Word document. It's called it's my Word document. And thank you guys for sparing your time with me, and thank you and hope you like it.